Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring.
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to the last drop here. I almost forgot how to fuck I start this show here.
It's only been like a week and a half.
But still.
Last recorded.
Oh, but still. Just that story I was just telling right now just made me so unthirsty. What's the unquenching of a thirst? Because that bottle damn sure didn't quench my thirst at all. Talking about slaughterhouse.
You know, slaughterhouse. You thought you were done with that shit. Nope.
Oh, God. Oh,
it was all your fault, too.
Oh, man. Yeah, curse these male pheromones. Yes. Or, you know, these male pheromones. Yeah. Whatever. You know what someone told me? And I take her word for it because she's a porn star, too, whatever. So She said that, what did she say? Oh, yeah, celery increases the male pheromones. I guess it attracts more women or something like that.
Okay.
And I went to the store that day and bought a lot of celery and shit like that. And I was eating it.
Cleared the whole fucking aisle up.
Tastes like shit.
It's like celery.
Exactly. There's no taste to it at all. Whatever. It's just like.
You use any ranch or anything?
I didn't use ranch. I said it's going to be straight celery.
If you use ranch, it like dilute the pheromone effect.
You know, that's what I thought. So that's why I didn't use the ranch or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, I'm going straight with this.
Going straight celery.
Yeah. I must have ate
a fucking trooper you are.
I ate a whole bag of them motherfuckers, whatever. You should have seen me on the drive to sitting in LA traffic 4 or 5.
Like Dumby and shit.
I was looking like the reverse Bugs Bunny. Yeah. Like a carrot or celery. The cop pulled me over and I was like,
what's up, doc?
What's up? No, well, I'm black. So I'm like, what's up, cuz? Get out the car. Oh, I do that.
Damn it, I don't work.
I didn't put my normal voice on. Hi, officer. How's it going? Oh, my God. Oh, silly me. What did I do today?
Your phone voice.
Yeah. Not my talking to my lease manager.
No, so no.
What the fuck? Fuck you, son.
Yeah. Turn to Samuel Jackson.
People, yes, like I said, welcome to the last drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
I'm Godfather Craft Beer, Cody.
And we're in the Godfather Lounge right now.
That's right.
That's what I call it now.
The Godfather Lounge.
The Godfather Lounge.
There
you
go. That works.
I actually have a sign for it, too.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's a sign that says the Godfather Lounge, the last drop. I still got to put the bulb in the light.
Cool.
Yeah, so I didn't want to display that now.
No, get to it. Get to it. When it's ready.
See that when it's done or whatever. Yeah, the Godfather Lounge or whatever. Room of two.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want the Godfather Slaughterhouse in here.
Nah. Can you call yourself the Godfather? I think if you deem yourself a Godfather, something that has to be like something of quality.
Yeah.
That's just the way I would do it.
I
interpret it.
I imagine he's got like, you know, kind of like that Igor looking shit. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's alive, master.
More corn.
Yeah, more corn. throws the American flag. Yes. Flip the switch.
He's beautiful, master. This is your greatest creation yet.
Snyder.
Slaughter.
Flip the switch.
Yes, Slaughterhouse.
That doctor from Looney Tunes with that fucked up gap in his mouth, whatever. The lazy eyes. He comes, he flips the switch, whatever. He's like, it's alive. Yeah, and the bottle just comes out. Yeah. And shit. It was like, oh my God. The world has never seen such a fiend beast.
Oh, shit.
Oh my God. But did you have a hard time finding yourself here, sir?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's hard. It's easy to find the Godfather Lounge. It's up there with Ray's Boom Boom Room.
Yes.
Yeah, Ray's Boom Boom Room. Since Eddie Murphy's making a comeback and stuff like that, and his triumphant return, which I hear he's going to be doing stand up.
Yeah, he's coming back.
So you know the motherfucker's probably practicing somewhere, and they're not even telling. I want to know where. Mm-hmm. I'm like Joe. I want to know. Mm-hmm. I want to know.
You know, probably some of these little spots somewhere.
I want to see it. Shit. I want to see how
unannounced
corny this motherfucker might be. He better not be. He better come raw.
Man, you saw those comments he made about him being.
I did
see that. Kind of said back. That kind of. That's like, uh oh.
That kind of worried me.
Yeah, I'm worried too. Like, I kind of get it, but then again, you're like,
why would you apologize for that shit?
Yeah.
First of all, nobody was talking about it.
No.
That I know of.
No, they were. No, actually, nobody was.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody's talking about it. I'm almost certain that most of the, whatever the fuck you want to call them and something like that, you know. I feel smooth. whatever you want to call them, these warriors, per se, I don't even think they know what the fuck that was, whatever. We're talking, what, 88? 87-ish or whatever, when Raw and all that came out. Delirious and all that. I don't even know people know who Eddie Murphy is, per se. Well, as far as the attackers.
Well, no, not the millennials.
Yeah.
Us millennials.
Yes. You know, we're just ruining everything. Yes. You know, yeah.
Fucking up everything.
Yeah, we're fucking up
everything. Yeah, we just can't shut the fuck up. That's not a problem.
Yeah. We like to brag and talk about a lot of shit.
We just like to talk. We just talk to fuck.
It's very true because you see criminals now posting their activity or whatever. You remember that dude that robbed that bank? Yo, robbed that bank, son. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker on Facebook or whatever, lie, whatever it was and shit. Next you know, he get a knock on his door and it's the police and shit and it's just like, you a dumb motherfucker. Yeah, whatever. I mean,
it's the age of social media, man.
People love to have opinions on social media. They love to fucking have their opinions. Yeah. They're hardcore about having an opinion. You know, I'm sure most people back then was opinionated as hardcore, but
they didn't have a platform.
They didn't have a platform.
It was just them and whoever they're around.
They had to go out and socialize, and then the town knew that motherfucker crazy.
Yeah.
And they would castrate him.
Yeah, don't hang out with him.
Yeah, he's fucking crazy. Shit. Now it's just like, you know, I don't even know if that's a real default picture.
Right.
I actually had somebody ask me that last night. Some chick or whatever. I don't know if she was, I guess she was trying to flirt with me or whatever and stuff like that. She asked me that on Instagram. She said, is that your real profile photo? I said, you know, you could scroll through the page and you'll find multiple. I didn't say that. More, I said, why the fuck would I put that picture up? I said, do you know how many good looking dudes out there? Why the fuck would I put that of this ding or whatever? So I'm like, look at him. I was like, you think I wouldn't put like Brad Pitt on this motherfucker and Photoshop his hair to go instead of this way, I'd go that way? Like, why would I do that? Why would I put a black guy up, first of all? That dude's gonna get all kind of criticism. I'd have put some Brazilian East Eskimo bitch up or something like that. That motherfucker would have been looking white and black at the same time, whatever. He'd have been looking Italian, Mexican, and Puerto Rican. Okay, like, what? Why? Is that your real photo?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Then you got the comment, whatever. At this point, you just got to throw that. I love that block button. You just got to put that block button up. Mm-hmm. Are you sure you're single? All right. I don't know if you're spam or not now at this point, but
that's probably spam. Yeah,
you're gonna be spam, whatever shit. Although those photos look legit and stuff because they actually have locations and stuff like that. But I was just like, yeah, you're gonna get blocked. You're annoying me.
Yeah, this place is fake. That
my tolerance level is like pretty at all time. I was at a Catholic school, Cody. Okay, I had to start blocking because I was already annoyed.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you already ended up sitting that day anyway.
Yeah. I think when I walked in there, I started seeing some smoke come off my jacket.
Yeah, the hell is it? Oh, that makes sense.
I did tell somebody, I was like, well, I walked in the Vatican and I came out pretty goddamn okay, so I must be going to heaven. So I said, I walked in there, and then granted, I was eating, but still,
right.
You know, I was walking around eating.
Unless that means the Vatican ain't legit.
I mean, that probably could say that, you know, or whatever, you know.
There's some shit going down that we don't know about.
I could see that.
We've been theorizing about it, you don't know.
I could see that. You think that the Popeye's chicken sandwich is in the Vatican?
Fuck this shit. It's there. It's line long? I'll go right now. I want to try it.
I am so curious to try this motherfucker.
I want
to
try this motherfucker.
I want to try this motherfucker. I've been waiting in the
front line. Everybody's saying, oh, it's the best chicken sandwich ever. It's like, okay, I got to try this motherfucker.
Somebody I know, whatever, and I trust their, no, actually, I don't trust their take, whatever, but he said it's better than the Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Uncle Martin was talking about it on Double Toast the other day.
Really?
The shit was delicious.
You know what, my homegirl told me, she said, because I asked her, because she said her boyfriend bought 3 chicken sandwiches and I don't know if Popeye's coming in a bucket or a box or whatever, but she bought like a couple of box of chicken too, whatever. And I said, okay, did you do a side by side? Is it just the same fucking chicken?
I don't think it is.
And that's what she said. It's not the same chicken. Different. She said it tastes completely fucking different from the regular chicken.
Like, they got like a special bun too.
Yeah.
And sauce.
Like a mirachi bun or something
like
that.
Yeah, they're going all out with the
sauce, whatever stuff. And then like it's bigger.
Right.
Like the meat is thicker or whatever shit. That's what she said. So she took me a photo of it and I was like, oh, that was like, damn, it is bigger than normal chicken. I was like, okay. So that same night, I think I was over here, but the one over here, I knew it'd be empty because it's close by the projects over that way. So I was like, and them Negroes ain't got no money. So I was like, unless this motherfucker take EBT. I was like, I'm fucked in. So I was like, let me go ahead and get like 4 or 5 of these and go take them to the family, whatever and stuff, and get me 2. Get a spicy one and a regular one, whatever. Try these bad boys out. And because I really want to do it on the last drop, per se, but I don't think that's ever going to fucking happen. So mom told me she went there this morning, whatever. She said, because she said, I'll go there. She had to take her car, and there was like a Popeyes down the street. So I'll just walk over there. She said that they don't sell them until 1 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah, because she had to take her car in like at 9:30. And she calls me, and she's like, oh, yeah, they open up at 10. She's like, I'm going to walk over there, whatever, and stuff. And she was like, yeah, they said they don't sell until 1. I was like, see, they making this difficult
now. Oh, yeah.
I was like, they making this difficult. They
don't sell shit until 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. You know shit be crowded already at that point, whatever, and stuff.
It's like this shit event every fucking day.
Then, next you know, when I went at night, I went like at 8 o'clock. Everybody talking about how crowded it is. I haven't seen these lines yet, because I don't drive these motherfuckers, whatever.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I can get better chicken if I wanted it. But now, it's just out of curiosity. I gotta try it now, because it's out of curiosity. Mm-hmm. Everybody's fucking talking about it, because like it's the next fucking best thing or something. So I go to this one. It's empty. I'm like, what are people talking about? It's not that crazy. It's empty as fuck rare. I drive up. They got big-ass signs plastered. Chickens, I try this motherfucker. Get it right now, whatever. When I even pull up, roll that window down. We don't have any more chicken sandwiches or whatever. We'll get them the next morning, whatever. I was like, damn, I didn't even get to say anything. I was like, well, straight to the point. I said, thank you, then. Drive off. And I was like, ain't this a bitch? I can't even get this motherfucker before they close, neither, or whatever. It's like, so you mean tell me I gotta go at 1 o'clock then, or whatever? Yeah. And wait in the fucking line?
Which is basically rush hour for Popeyes.
Because that's what my homegirl said. She said her boyfriend waited for 40 minutes in that line. I was like, God damn it.
I ain't doing that. I ain't doing that.
I said, what about going inside? She was like, I don't know. He waited in the drive. I said, the drive through is fucking 40 minutes? God damn, that's like traffic then or whatever, you know. So, what does the inside look like then? To be honest, I really don't want to go on the inside. I heard motherfuckers getting shanked and shit like that.
Shot, stabbed.
Yeah, okay. It ain't that goddamn serious, people.
Guillotine treatment.
Shit. Chicken sandwich. Yeah, I think they did some American X shit or whatever.
Put your mouth on the counter.
Yeah. I think people getting swirlies in the bathroom and shit, whatever. Give me your lunch money, bitch, whatever shit. And mind you, that's kids doing it, the grown men and shit like that, whatever. I think the employees are fighting each other, talking about, I need a bite of this bitch, whatever shit. I heard people are just applying this motherfucker just to get a bite of the motherfucker and then quitting the next day or something like that. You know, I heard two people do that.
Wow.
And I'm fucking with you.
I was about to say.
Yeah, I hope.
That would shock me, though.
I mean, shit, you know.
With the shit going out here today.
Hey, look, if it was like a 24/7 thing, and if it was like a part-time job, whatever, at a liquor store, I'd take it. I probably should have announced that, because now no liquor store would ever hire me. They're like, yeah, we know your goal now. Motherfucker about to rob us and shit.
Clear us out.
I'm going to pay just MSRP prices. I scan it, whatever, be like, doop, and like, you know, secondary prices say like 150. I'd be like, that's not what MSRP is. So I'm just go ahead and re-register that in. $50. There we go. All right, cool. You know, or like the new Weller foolproof, because I know some people probably gonna sell it for like $300, but like the MSRP is like $50-$60, whatever and shit. If I was working at a liquor store, I'd be like, oh, dude, $300, huh? Not anymore. And I'll play add employee discount to that. Yeah, all right, cool. Oh, $25. I'd get fired right away.
Yeah.
JB, Godfather, please.
Out.
It jazzed my ass. Yeah, but I want this fucking chicken sandwich. Somebody told me it's like, oh, it's crack, whatever. I said, well, I want crack then, shit.
I want that rock. I want a piece of that rock.
Baby. Peanut butter and crack sandwich, baby, shit. Yeah, well, that's I want the crack then. Yeah, well, I want it then, shit.
I want it too.
I want a cigar.
Yeah.
Yeah, or as a colleague of mine says, whatever, when he sees me drinking, whatever, taking your vitamins. Yes.
Yes.
Vitamins, yes. Doctor said I have to have these.
Vitamins and minerals.
4 times a day. Yes. With every meal. So, please drink before, and I mean, take before and after meal. Yeah. So, but I need to try the chicken sandwich now. It's kind of almost becoming an obsession. Kind of, because I called like 5 of them to see if I could get some today before, you know, we started or whatever. They don't answer their fucking phones.
Of course not.
Yeah, it's like the post office now. It's like the fucking post office. I tried to ship some whiskey to Miami because I'm trying to start a society over there. Because Miami's dry as fucking whiskey. I mean, they don't even have like regular shit. I should have sent them Slaughterhouse.
I like that. Damn,
yo. Shit.
Did you see this?
We don't get this. Like, I had a homegirl out there. It was hot as fuck, by the way. But all the girls out there are hot as fuck, whatever, you know. And it's funny because I know a food blogger out there too. She's fucking talented as hell. I told her about that show that show Makuga had or whatever. I said, you would have been much better on that show.
Anybody would.
Yeah, but I was like, she was like, oh, that sucks. He doesn't have it anymore. I said, no. I said, he lost it because he had no talent. I said, but you on there. I was like, man, whatever. you would have been fucking fantastic on it. I'm not even bullshitting her neither, whatever. Like, she just has personality. Okay. You know, she has characteristics. She's hot as hell, too, whatever, but she just... She knows how to talk about food and drinks in a way as just like, man, she's got camera presence or whatever.
So she's poetic with that shit.
Unlike Makuga's ass, yeah, no talent, whatever. So, and plus, she don't mind making fun of herself on air, too. So, yeah, you gotta make fun of yourself, whatever. You know, so she's cool. So, yeah, I'm sending some stuff over there, and I'm trying to call post offices or whatever to see, like, you know, they're smaller ones in the LA, Central City area or whatever. So I'm like, hey, you guys, open. Nobody answering their phone. I'm like, why is it so goddamn difficult now? Shit, I just want to ship some liquor. That's all. And lie and tell you it's glass.
Yes.
You know? Glass. Yeah, it's just glass, whatever. And you could, you shake the box. You could hear liquid shaking. And I was just like, ooh. And I got to tell you, going to the post office, man, it's like going to the fucking DMV. You can tell. It's just unhappiness in this motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
And it's empty as shit, so I don't know what the fuck you unhappy about, you know? If I had a gig where I just sat there all day and nobody came to this motherfucker and collect, because you know they work for the city, so they're making some bank.
Mm-hmm.
They're making like what, maybe $20 an hour plus or whatever. So it's like, damn. And plus, I'm not mistaken, but when I remember when I took my driver's license, I read that the post office has more, the carrier trucks have more leeway than an ambulance truck because they work for the city.
Oh, shit.
So it's technically a government official vehicle.
Okay.
So therefore, it has more leeway than that. Wow. I was like, the fuck? I was like, damn.
Delivering shit as opposed to saving. Okay.
Yeah. Now, I know post offices get crowded, but this one's a tiny one, so it's empty as fuck, whatever. I don't know what the fuck she looking so miserable. I was like, finally, I found this motherfucker. She had no response to that at all, whatever. No response, didn't laugh, didn't crack a smile. She just said, how you want to send this? I said, what's the option? She said, it's on the screen, look at it. I was like, okay. I said, let me get that 2-day then, or whatever. You know, $14. I was like, god damn, $14? I was like, fuck, whatever. Okay. Then next thing you know, I said, so how your day going? She said, She made a sound effect. I said, I don't even know how to take that. Okay. All right, cool. All right. Well, she said, here's your receipt. Whatever. Didn't tell me about tracking or nothing. She just said, here's your receipt. Goodbye.
Damn.
I was like, well, all right then. I will leave now. Alrighty. But it is craft beer week here.
It is craft beer week.
Talking about the chicken sandwiches that we're never going to have.
Yeah. Maybe one day, man.
Hasn't everybody had this
motherfucker? You know what we're going to have? It's got, like, the hype's going to die down. They're going to change up the recipe. It's going to be all shitty. Like, remember KFC's popcorn chicken back in the day?
I remember the popcorn
chicken. Oh, when it first came out?
Those chicken snackers, too, whatever and shit?
Little
tiny ones, whatever popcorn and shit.
Popcorn chicken, though.
I used to get that with the popcorn chicken. Ooh, that shit was heaven on earth.
And they fucked that all over the new recipe. Man, this shit's terrible now.
It tastes like
it's
shit.
Trash.
Me and Yoon had ordered some. We ordered a bunch of chicken from there because we hadn't had it in years. And I was just like, let's get that popcorn chicken and all that.
Ooh, it's been shit.
That shit was brown on the inside.
Yeah, it's like overcooked.
Yeah.
It's like you just... It's like eating crunchy. It's like mini meat and that shit.
The sides aren't even good anymore.
I can't see it's fucking trash.
It is like disgusting as fuck. You know the one by close to my old place in Long Beach? The drive through is on your passenger side.
Oh, there was one I used to live in Sherman Oaks. It's exactly like
so that. Is that just a thing they do?
No fucking
it
sense.
Makes no goddamn sense whatever
I was
shit.
Like, who the fuck designed this?
Yeah, like...
So you gotta reach over.
Yeah, yeah, I gotta take a seat, but I'll put it in park. Just to hand over whatever and shit like that.
Yeah, I was like, who? How?
This makes no sense. I was like, I look confused. I was like, do I back up in this motherfucker? Like, and she was like, no, this is how it is. Whatever. I just looked at her and was just like,
that's the dumbest fucking shit ever.
And I was like, I know I ain't been to a KFC in a while, but I was like, god damn, this is.
Yeah, I'm not in the UK, am I?
Yeah, I was like, is this for sport cars only?
Yeah.
KFC tastes like shit, though. And I'm not even that big of a fan of Popeyes, either, because last time I had Popeyes, it tasted so fucking bad.
It depends on what Popeyes you
had. Yeah, I think it was, whatever. I had the po' boy sandwich from them, whatever, because I really wanted one really bad. It tastes like shit. It was pretty bad. But I think it is, like you said, it's just, because I had it again when they had that $10 box and shit. You get two apple pies, you get a biscuit, a side, and five chicken strips, or three pieces of chicken, whatever shit. I think, and also something else too, and I'm blanking. I was like, for $10, I was like, damn, you get all that? I said, especially after drinking and dancing on it. I was like, yeah, let me get that real quick. And it was pretty fucking good. So, And we got some good ass apple pies there too. They're really fucking good. I ain't been there since then, but I've been trying to go there because I want the fucking goddamn sandwich or whatever. Okay, but I'm not about to be like fucking driving around because first of all, these motherfuckers are sparse.
Yeah,
they're not next to each other.
Yeah, no, they're not.
It's like
it's not like McDonald's or
Jack in the Box or whatever. There's like maybe two in each city.
Yeah,
and they on the other side of each other and shit. So it's like I'm not about to be fucking drunk. Like even from his area, you got to go to like damn near down Compton Boulevard or whatever and shit. That's past the train tracks, or whatever. And then the next one over that, you got to go to Bixby Knowles area. And I'm just like. That's far. And other than that, there's no freeways nearby either, so you're taking street up. It's like, now imagine driving that far and getting nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd be pissed.
Oh, yeah.
You better be like, hey, man, you better give me a license supply to apple pies and whatever and shit, because I drove down here. I see why motherfuckers losing their mind now.
Yeah.
You mean, tell me I drove down here.
All this fucking way. I can't get my sandwich.
Man, fuck.
Tearing
your
hair out and shit.
Yeah, tearing your hair is like, fuck, dude, or whatever. And plus, you know, on that drive, that's all you're thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
10-minute drive, you're like,
finally.
Gonna get that set. That thing's gonna burst into my mouth, whatever and shit. It's just so much other better chicken, though. Sweet chick, you know, honey kettle. I mean, just getting all this good chicken or whatever. But I still want this fucking chicken. I
need that sandwich.
I need the sandwich.
That goddamn sandwich.
I want it.
Yes.
Okay, I'm speaking black slang now.
Yes.
I need it. Okay. But Cody, we got beer here.
Yes, we do.
Let's drink something.
Beer. You want to drink some beer, sir?
Yeah, I want to drink some beer.
All right, so
I like beer.
You like beer?
I like beer.
You like whiskey?
Yeah,
beer.
Have you ever blacked out and drink?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Plenty of times, actually.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's the Brett Kavanaugh way. This motherfucker. I can't ever get it. I like beer. I would have been a smart ass. What kind of beer, sir?
Yeah,
American. lock his ass. Whatever.
Very, very specific, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. I like Coors.
Jesus. Yeah, it's American.
You don't like Coors?
No.
Them Budweiser signs are just
everywhere. How many Budweiser fucking breweries do we have out here?
You get on that 405 and you drive further into LA and you start seeing the just
on the 605 really, like, I went in the valley somewhere
and you just see it and it says home of the American beers.
Jesus, the American. Okay, fuck you.
Oh god. And then they got those big ass billboards by LAX and he's like, so this is the first thing people see when you go, you know, when you go to other countries' airports, they're famous for, like, you know, when you go to like Ireland, all those other places, they got their whiskey, their whatever it may be, and you come to America, California, home of the Lakers.
Yes.
The first thing you see is a fucking Budweiser sign, and you're like,
oh, speaking of which, man, this is going on a tangent real quick. We'll get to the beer. One second.
People probably like, you never gonna drink.
Yeah. Can bring one thing.
What you got?
That goddamn Kwai Leonard poster on the 105. Interchange off the 405.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
I've seen this motherfucker twice. Take this motherfucker down, please.
Because I go to El Segundo like around every Tuesday, pretty much. I see the motherfucker every fucking time.
They had it on the 405 when you merged from the 710 to the 405.
Yeah.
When I was living over there in downtown, you see it?
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those changing billboards, the graphic ones, whatever shit. I saw that motherfucker and was just like, what the fuck is that doing over here?
That's like, ain't this a bitch?
I don't want that motherfucker.
That shit is a fucking eyesore.
Yeah,
get that shit away from
the
freeway.
That 105 is huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
That motherfucker's a gigantic.
I said some bullshit fucking make-believe statement. Like, believe you, some bullshit like that.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, motherfucker, whatever. Believe in your dreams.
Yeah,
they'll float with you, too.
I'm like, man, get this motherfucker off.
I think a balloon was there, too.
Yeah, goddamn. Fuck this dude.
Yeah, this blue's gonna suck balls.
Sorry, fuck the Clippers. I just wanted to bring that up for a second.
That's why they below us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we number one.
We went seven straight, baby.
Yeah, exactly. Whooped them
fucking East.
Whooped Heat's ass or whatever. Shit, whatever. 10 points or whatever.
15.
Yeah. Oh, was it 15? Okay, I'm blanking in, whatever. I'm thinking of the Bulls or whatever.
Yeah.
Because somebody's making jokes or whatever. A game that no one will watch. Man, fuck you.
Lake Show, bitch.
Yeah, bitch, whatever.
LeBron and AD playing. You stupid.
Yeah, something about LeBron been playing like he been in a court case. That motherfucker playing like when Kobe was in that court trial. I was like, that's what we paid you for, or whatever. Get too deep in this. Like, that's what we paid you for, or whatever. And they're like, you didn't pay. I said, my taxes went there. My taxes went there. That motherfucker, you know they use our tax money to get that motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah, so okay, that motherfucker worked.
We funded the camp.
Yeah, we funded that motherfucker to get over here. That parade and shit over there, that was off whatever shit. Okay, that's a city official fucking parade that happened, whatever. That was funded by us, okay? So, bitch, I don't see him coughing up no money, whatever shit, okay? Shit. Shit, I wouldn't be surprised if our taxes fix his fucking house from being burned down. Fuck that then, whatever.
And shit, sure hell safety.
Yeah, damn right, yeah. Oh my god.
Anyway.
Sorry. Jesus.
So we got Perry Artisan Ales here. It's a brewery out in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
So they do like a lot of experimental beers. So they do a lot of interesting barrel aged stuff.
Oklahoma, so. Home of beer and football.
Home beer and football.
College football, man.
Yeah, college football. Yeah. Sooners.
Sooner. The Boomer Sooners. Yeah. Hey, you from Oklahoma and you ain't a Boomer Sooners fan. Ooh, yeah. I think they'll hang you.
Yeah, that's why if I ever go out there, I'm wearing nothing but a goddamn Sooner jersey. Mm-hmm. That's it. I ain't fucking around.
I think that's the only time a racist redneck will cheer with you.
Yeah. Yeah, brother.
Yeah, them
Sooners.
Fucking little Sooners. You fucking Sooners. Then as soon as it ends or y'all leave, whatever. The hell you doing here, boy? we just watch the Sooners game. Go Sooners.
This is the final buzzer sound. Back over your fucking head.
It's almost like a trance happening, like a this buzzer.
Yeah. Yes. Bet you wonder how I got here.
That's when you know you gotta leave, whatever. Like you got a timer on your watch. You're like, uh oh, game's about to end soon.
Get for the exits.
Gotta leave soon. Yeah,
call that Uber.
Yeah, time for me to leave. Whatever. All right, he grabs my neck. Where you going, bro? Game's about to go. I gotta get out of here, Fred. I'm sorry.
We got 2 minutes.
I have 2 minutes. Oh, no. I gotta leave. It's like being at a Raider game.
Yeah. Oh shit!
You're wearing a Yankee jersey. Yeah. Wearing a 49er jersey.
Oh god.
Yeah, that's a death threat for your ass. Whatever.
Jesus.
Somebody put Los Angeles Raiders instead of Las Vegas, whatever. That's like, ooh. I don't know about them Rams fans going to appreciate that, whatever. I feel like the Chargers are going to be like the Clippers to L.A.
Pretty much, they are.
Yeah. Right. Are they playing at the Home Depot Center?
Where that small-ass stadium is? The one that they play soccer at? Where is that at?
The Home Depot Center?
Yeah.
So that's where they're playing, whatever. Yeah. That thing must be empty as fuck.
Yeah, that's where the Galaxy players, right?
Yeah, that's where the Galaxy play. Yeah. That's where they have like a lot of like cage fighting and stuff.
Yeah, that's
like
where they play. That's just small as fuck.
Yeah. My brother graduated from that. From that stadium for high school and shit like that. So the parking lot's bigger than the stadium.
Yeah.
Parking lot's huge.
I haven't been, but
it's covered in Chargers shit. I used to go there for like MMA fights and shit like that. We used to have Grappler's Quest there or whatever from tourneys and stuff. I mean, it was made for that, like tennis and stuff like that.
Small little
venue, whatever. So, I mean, if anything, it'd be more for a basketball court or something like that, whatever.
Yeah, it's smarter than though. They know that come to Coliseum. That's fucking Rams.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fuck with
they
that.
Shouldn't, whatever.
10 years to get a new stadium in Inglewood, but yeah.
I'm sure, they're going to move that there, which I think is just a dumb idea. Yeah, I think they should just stay where the
fuck they are. Coliseum's is classic.
Yeah, I don't understand why.
Maybe. I don't know. It's like the Lakers move away from the Forum, so I guess same
thing. I don't understand why the Chargers would move from where they're at to stay where you're at. I mean, problem is you're just an afterthought. That's the only problem with having two teams in fucking the same area.
Every time. It's always going to be A and B team.
I don't understand that, whatever. I mean, that's why, at least with our baseball teams, whatever, one is in Anaheim and one is in LA. So there's a difference. Or even our hockey teams. Mm-hmm.
Just not the
same thing, whatever. Nobody never been say, it's the A and B team, whatever, shit like that. It's just like, we got two separate teams here. You put them in the same fucking stadium. Did we not learn?
There's only problems.
Did we not learn from this? Okay? That's like moving the Angels to fucking Dodger Stadium, whatever. You really think that'd be appreciated? Come on now. Get the fuck out of here with that.
That'll be the day.
Them Latino motherfuckers.
That'll be the fucking day.
Be hanging a motherfucker, whatever and shit. And not to mention, them Angel fans, that's... I don't know. That's that white crowd. They get rowdy too. It's like, oh boy. And the blacks, they just sitting back smiling. Like, damn, who's going to kill each other first?
Who's
To crack a joke, whatever, the only scary thing about them Latinos going to the Dodger game, they're going to hop out of the same car. So they might be more compact or whatever. I don't know. I don't know the white people. They might pull up an SUV. So it's like rolling family deep. Whatever. You see little Timmy and shit like that. And he's got that bowl cut camera. And he's like looking all innocent whatever shit. And as you know, that motherfucker got an AK. And you're like, where did AK come from? Whatever shit. You know? He's going to be looking like El Diablo from Suicide Squad. Whatever shit. Whatever. He's going to be looking like Baby Joker.
Yeah.
You know? And he fucked him up. He fucked him up for life, Holmes. You know? Fucking scarred, Holmes. But yes, we should crack it.
These are both barrel aged stouts. This one, Pirate Noir.
Mm-hmm.
This one is aged in rum barrels.
That one's probably gonna be my favorite.
And this one, barrel aged Birthday Bomb, is aged with coffee, cacao. Oh, actually, this one, it is barrel aged. Coffee, cacao nibs, vanilla bean, chili peppers, caramel sauce,
like my chili peppers.
And I guess it's bourbon barrels. I mentioned the barrels, but I'm assuming it's bourbon barrels. That's usually the go-to barrel.
Should have matched that with my birthday bourbon.
Yeah. Should have.
Yeah. It's bourbon season, people.
So I'm going to let you choose, sir, which one you want to crack
in first. This one right here. Probably going to have to use that old little thing right there. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I need to hang that motherfucker.
Yeah. Right.
Where should I put that at?
Right.
Probably right there, huh? I guess that would make sense, yeah. Yeah, that shelf was the easiest one to build.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I had no problem with that. You should have heard me building those over there. I was cussing.
Fuck!
Yeah, more like, bitch, you hoe, you scared.
You see that random dog video with that cute dog?
And it was telling me,
some dude's like, fuck!
Yeah,
it's so simple, but it's fucking hilarious.
Kind of like us when we were in the whole place. Right? You notice since you've been here, though, no sounds in the background.
That was beautiful. Peaceful.
Yeah, it's very peaceful, whatever. Yeah. Funny enough.
Is that right?
Why my watch must know I'm frustrated. It's telling me to breathe.
Breathe.
Yeah. It knows my back is...
I remember my Apple Watch. I remember those days.
Yeah, that was a bitch-made day. Yeah. I don't need a watch to tell me when to fucking breathe. Shit. Although I still do like tripling my exercise goal. I guess that's my take a photo in the mirror exercise thing whatever and shit, whatever. So, it's, oh, that smells nice. It smells heavenly, actually.
Oh, yes, it does. Oh, that smells rich as fuck. It smells
very rich, whatever. You got enough room over there?
I'm good, yeah, man.
I still need to clean this shit up, and get this situated, per se. It is still a work in progress in this, the Godfather lounge here, so. Still got some shit I need to do. Heck, it's not that much, whatever. Just gotta paint them doors right there and finished up the next shelf.
It smells very creamy, but not like lactosey.
No. Mouth is all watery for a chicken sandwich, I'm not gonna lie.
Damn chicken sandwich.
That goddamn chicken sandwich is gonna be the death of me, whatever, I swear.
I'm gonna huff at that shit right now. Tell myself what I'm gonna do.
2 o'clock, man. Oh, man.
Oh, you smell in there? I think I smell.
It's very creamy.
Yeah.
Get some coffee notes in there.
Coffee. There's some...
But not like coffee beans, though. It's like a coffee creamer in a way or whatever. You know, it's like the coffee was already made and just poured into it or whatever. You know?
You got like a plum note going in there? Something like
actually,
that?
It is a sweet dark fruit like a dark in there fruit, or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know if it's exactly, it might be plum, but yeah, like a dark fruit.
It's hard to tell because the coffee note is covering it up or whatever, but over that, you definitely get a scent of a dark, dry fruit.
I'm not too well versed in the rum aromas, so I can't really tell, you know.
You didn't have rum when you watched Sex in the City?
No, I did not. Oh, I did have rum, that's right. I didn't smell it, though. I didn't drink that shit.
Oh, I thought you bleached your eyeballs with it.
I did.
I actually came across that video and watched it or whatever. And I was like, this is the funniest shit I've ever seen. I was in the car because I'm sitting in traffic laughing like a maniacal maniac and shit whatever because I'm just such in tears.
I remember that shit.
I didn't even remember what the bet was or whatever. I just remember I won it.
That's funny. I was going to my old Google photo. I had to clear my shit out. I stopped receiving emails in my Gmail.
I just
fuck his face in my Google.
I don't understand that shit or whatever.
Yeah.
It's fucking Google.
I was watching that old Cody.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, remember that?
Yeah. I did one.
After the movie.
Prime douchebag. Spinning the chair and everything, whatever. Sunglasses.
Watch that shit. You ain't lying. You're like, Andrew, God, I did bite my shit.
I told you.
That shit way too far.
I told you, I tried to tell you whatever.
You were exactly the same. My shit came out years before that motherfucker stepped
team
on the scene.
Team Action ripped us off, dude. I tried telling you the Team Action ripped us off, dude. I was like, that is like such a fucking, like, come on. Then the suits and shit. I was just like, come on, this is just some I got a message the other day because, I was wearing shorts and a V-neck or whatever and stuff like that, you know, because I was keeping it casual. We were at a beach house or whatever. And when I sent it or whatever, when it got posted online or whatever, someone was just like, JB without a suit on or whatever and stuff. Because usually when I'm at one of these things, I got like a suit jacket or whatever. And this is like, I do occasionally wear non-suit things or whatever. And he was like, I just figured it's when you're recording. But he said, I even figured you wore one there with rose in your pocket or something. And I was just like, let's keep that up, bro, because I am then. But yeah, I'm thinking of Team Action. I'm like, those motherfuckers ripped us off. Shit, and then they broke off, which made it even more. Right, it's like, ain't that a bitch? Yeah. Whatever. It's like, he didn't kill the gimmick and shit. Yeah. He couldn't keep that going. Whatever. I don't like Face Ben Bateman.
No, hell no. That's the worst fight.
Yeah, who came up with that decision, by the way, whatever? Like, it's terrible.
Yeah, who wrote that shit? Dad, you write that shit?
That sucks. That was a terrible idea. I remember when they first threw that out there. That might have been when I stopped watching too much. I was like, they broke up the hot. Okay, do you want? Because I know Christian loves his wrestling terms, whatever. Imagine if Vince McMahon really would have fired Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock, the two hottest fucking people in the company, whatever, and he would have literally fired them and took them off television. Do you know how quickly his company would have fucking died and dropped off the face of that fucking planet? Thank you. So, why would you break up? And I heard Christian say this multiple times. Oh, nobody comes out like Team Action's Army. The Action Army, they're hot or whatever. Stuff like that. It's like, why would you break them up then?
Who's he been with fucking Mark Riley? And
thank you, fanboy Mark Riley.
I don't want to fucking see that shit.
Meek Wheat? I don't even know. Like, what? Yeah, and then Bateman with fanboy Riley? Come on now. Sorry, Riley. I like your wine taste, but... Man, you're such a fanboy.
Yeah,
it's not even funny. It's like I admire that, but not really.
Yeah.
Did you see that video of that dude crying over the Star Wars trailer?
No.
Oh, my.
The new one just came out?
I don't know. I didn't see any of them wearing shit because, you know, I hear my boy Palpatine's not in them, so whatever, you know. Which, that should all be in. That's the only thing, fucking trailer, is Palpatine, whatever. Actually, that makes me want to see it. Because my boy's in it.
You know?
And I plus I got to steal some material from my book.
Just research.
I hear, I was listening to Christian's new thing or whatever I wanted to support, and they got into it. So I was like, come on, talk about Palpatine. That's all we care about. And he started talking about Palpatine turned in bodies and shit. And I was just like, all right, dog, you losing it. As Randy would say, that's a no from me, dog, or whatever. That's a no. I just want him in his fucking Thanos chair, and you know, because I saw that little chair.
Pimp chair.
I was like, he renting it out from Thanos or whatever shit. Like, no, I was like, I want to see him robe, fucked up toupee. I want to see him looking like fucking Ebony Maw or whatever shit. You know, and you know, I gotta tell you, everybody's talking about like, oh, how did he survive? Motherfucker was just thrown off a goddamn thing. Like, what do you mean, how do you survive? Man, whatever.
Goddamn Sith Lord. I could have floated out of that motherfucker.
Thank you. Okay, this is why I don't understand why people put Star Wars on a pedestal like it's some grand detour, Blade Runner storytelling or whatever. Where it's like, you mean to tell me to kill the baddest motherfucker in the planet, the galaxy?
Just throw him down like a trash chute or whatever.
That's it?
No.
What?
Yeah, of course he came back.
I was like, that's all you had to do this whole fucking time was throw his ass down a chute? Which, by the way, I gotta tell you, because, you know, we're not Star Wars fans, but I've been rewatching the Clone Wars. And I'm getting ready for that Disney Plus because they're bringing Clone Wars. I don't give a fuck about Mandalorian. No, I'm just playing. Actually, I do want to watch Mandalorian. Actually, it does look cool. Whatever. I wish we do want to watch Mandalorian or whatever. I want to watch Clone Wars too because.
Oh, yeah, they're bringing that out. What season would it be?
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah, bringing back, whatever. That show started off pretty bad. The first season and that second season was like bad. It kicked up in that third season. I'm gonna go ahead and say this right now, and it's gonna piss people off. Ahsoka Tano, best Star Wars character
is she?
Ever.
There'd be a lot of people like her. She's a fan favorite. So.
She sucked though. That's the thing. She was terrible in that movie, and then that first season, she was annoying as fuck. I was rewatching it, and I finished it up, and I said, "This is the best written character in all of Star Wars." And somebody got mad. He's like, no, it's Luke Skywalker. And I was like, what the fuck did Luke Skywalker? I was like, look at it. First of all, they took a character that people hated, and now she's one of the most beloved characters of all time, whatever and stuff. And plus, you know, she should be in the movie. I was like, what? She should have her own fuck. I was like, this movie right here. I was like, there's a movie right here. I know they don't take animation and make it a live action, but there's a movie in here right here to make a live action her leaving the Jedi. And I remember we talked about that one scene where she fought Vader.
Okay, that demon watcher, yes.
That fucking music that kicked in, whatever, and they had like that fight in her line when Vader was just like, you know, revenge is not the Jedi way, and she was like, I ain't no Jedi, whatever. And that music kicked in, he was like, God damn, this feels cinematic. I was like, holy shit. I mean, she's just a badass character. Her growth from seeing her as a little kid to all the way around is like, she's the best written character in all Star. I don't understand how people don't see that. I know they got the little nostalgia with the, oh man, Obi-Wan and what's that other motherfucking Han Solo and all that. It was like,
Leia
Organa. Let me ask you this, what do you know about Han Solo?
space smuggler. He was part of the Kessel Run. He got the Millennium Falcon from Lando.
Okay.
Hooked up with Chewie. They've known each other for like half a century or some shit like that. Yeah, he had a baby.
Yeah.
Turned out to be a dick.
Moten Brad. Yeah,
he's dead now.
Yeah. He's dead.
That's about it. Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh yeah, he shot first. Yeah, right. Yeah, he shot first.
We think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. So, yeah. A lot of character development there, huh?
Yeah. Deep character.
What do you know about Luke Skywalker?
See, dad's a dick.
Yeah.
Mom died. I think it's
lived on the sand planet.
Lived
too.
On the sand planet. Hooked up with this little green alien and taught him some shit. Mm-hmm. Hooked up with some old motherfucker, taught him shit. Mm-hmm. Then he died. They both died. Well, I think the other dude died. He's kind of got like tapped by stuff and disappeared.
I love how these are like, all you can tell is events. There's no growth here.
Yeah, he found out the big evil bad was his father. And he said, no! And then,
really bad.
Yeah, got his hand chopped off.
Yeah, just like his father.
Yeah. I think he, was he the one who threw the overrated motherfucker into that Sarlacc pit? That was him, right?
Oh, it was Han Solo. He kind of shot him blind or whatever. Blind, too.
I forgot what it was.
Yeah, you were talking about the Last Jedi when he killed Boba Fett, right?
Yeah.
Han was blind, and then he ended up, like, looking up, and then he knocked in comedy effects or whatever to kill one of the baddest characters.
Badass. Boba Fett, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he ended up getting eaten by that.
Return of Jedi. He fights on the ice planet.
Mm-hmm. So let me give you the story of Ahsoka. Starts off from a family that was killed, or whatever. Gets trained by fucking Darth Vader himself, whatever. She ends up being betrayed by the Jedi Order. She distrusts them. She leaves the Jedi Order, goes off, and it evacuates before executes Order 66 kicked in, or whatever and shit.
66.
Which is funny enough because you believe like, oh, she'd been dead had she stuck around with the Jedi, but she lived because she was execute Order 66. Mm-hmm. And once more, the Sith shall rule the galaxy. And we shall have peace. Oh, I love that smile he does when fucking Mace Windu flies off of him and he's just like, we have to move. The Jedi have been doing this. And they don't even move it because you think the scene's about to cut and it goes somewhere else. No, they just move to the next table. So I'm just like, oh. So he's just like, once more, the Sith shall rule. So then Ahsoka, you know, she evacuates the Jedi Order. She goes off and has to fight from scrap her way up, whatever. Comes back to help the Rebel peace. Because Vader and all them took it over and stuff like that. Is that mine or you?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, and she takes over that. And the next thing you know, she has to fight Anakin and help the Rebels save from the Sith Lord there. Much more of a story there.
Assuming,
right? Yeah.
Excuse me.
Instead of a,
another fucking true beard getting mad, like, you haven't even fucking tasted it yet. They're talking.
Cheers, man.
Cheers.
I'm sure the non-beer geeks aren't listening. It's the Star Wars fans that are pissed off. But
oh, that's nice.
That's really good.
Oh,
yeah. You get more chocolate and coffee.
Oh, a lot of there. Chocolate, man. It's dark really chocolatey.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But it's rich though.
Oh yeah.
But not too rich to where it's like bitter.
Yeah,
I know some people say like too much rich chocolate.
You get a lot of coffee in the back end, in the finish. Oh yeah.
It ain't you, it's me now. Ain't this a bitch? Shit. Leave us the fuck alone. That's why people are like, wait a minute, Ahsoka. No beer and Ahsoka? You fucking you mother, SJW.
You mother F.
You SJW, you boy.
Oh god, they would say that shit.
I'm just thinking she's
God damn feminist and power anti male.
How dare you not like my Han. My Solo. Oh, you gotta see that video of that dude crying of watching the trailer. It was that first one. I don't know if it's the first one. It was months ago though, so that's why it was the first one. So, because he had it planned or whatever, and because I haven't watched it, Rey flipped over a TIE fighter or whatever, whatever stuff like that. He screamed out loud. It was almost like watching what's that boy name? Watching that Wonder Woman trailer.
Oh yeah, Flashpoint.
What you talking about? Man, I've been getting. Look, man, what are you talking about, man?
I didn't say it was you. I said it was Flash Boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that ain't happening.
That was happening.
Yeah, because most.
Not in this universe.
Shit. My Earth 616.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, let's keep it with that. Whatever. The problem is, motherfucker lives in LA. Okay, so. Like, so, technically, I don't, though. So, therefore, we'll just keep him away. We'll just say. Yeah, so technically, when I get him the 405 and merge over, then that's when it's like, mm-hmm. Oh boy, you got to cross streams. Yeah, I almost typed in dude crying.
I was going to say, you can pull it out. I was about to pull it out. Okay.
Ryan over Star Wars. Oh, damn, comes right up. Okay.
This is almost as bad as dude crying over BVS.
Yeah.
Special trailer reaction.
Yes, I'm on vacation,
but it's happened. We're here today to watch the first.
No, it looks like
the first teaser for Star Campia. Wars Episode 9. And I love that it doesn't even tell me the teaser. It just came out like 23 minutes ago. I'm hot and sweaty. It is hot out here. It's beautiful, but it's not about that. I told everybody, even Mary knows. She's actually up at the spa, so I'm all good. That, you know, when this trailer came out.
Mind you, he's on vacation, people, yeah. And his wife or girlfriend at a spa instead of him joining her. Probably as, to him, not for us, because he probably looked like a booger wolf.
Okay.
For him, his gorgeous looking girlfriend slash wife, he'd rather not see her. You okay? What's wrong, sir?
Yeah, man,
alone. So look at him. Leave him alone.
Should have been for the Star Wars, man.
What? I'm just saying, you know. Look at him right there in that shot. He's like, look at it.
I was going to shoot this, so bear with me. Hopefully the sound's going to be okay. Picture's going to be okay. She's not here to help me shoot it, which is kind of unfortunate. Yeah, but I
keep coming
to
my eyeballs.
I think we got it. Teaser is loaded. It's spot shooting. Ready to go. So hopefully the internet hears
Star Wars
problem.
Bullshit.
You know it. He don't look fat, but his neck is missing.
Yeah, sorry, what
the fuck, dude?
That's awesome. It's been a great day.
Are you guys fat-shaming on this podcast now? No, we're just talking shit about this dude. We're not shaming. We're just talking about this dude in general.
Watch this, and we're going to geek out of it together because it's Star Wars. I'm sure I'm going to cry. This is the end of the trilogy. I know there's a lot of haters on Last Jedi. I'm not saying your feelings are invalid, but I still love everything about Star Wars. It's still the best thing about the
motherfucker, okay?
And
take those glasses off.
I'm really
damn, he getting worked up,
so,
dude.
If it's not your thing and you're hating on it, just let us have a good time here, because this is about a place to, you know, have fun with it. And
I gotta tell you, okay, because people always gotta have an opinion and stuff like that. There's one thing I hate in people that's always just having an opinion nowadays, whatever, is a motherfucker that, because he loves something. If you want to hate, just leave it alone, whatever. Just let us have our thing, whatever. Shut the fuck up, then. Yeah. Okay, you go do your thing, whatever. They let them go do their thing, whatever. Shit. What are you going to tell people? Just like, if you, I know there's a lot of haters because of this movie or whatever, stuff like that, but you know, just let us have this, whatever.
Just
fucking video. Fuck up,
fucking video, dude. Free to go complain if it's not your bag. To each their own. I'm not judging anybody. I got tissues on standby. Okay,
he's still
minutes.
Fucking
probably
talking about
it,
though.
It's going to be a little hard for me. All right,
dude. I can only...
Dark. But,
that's probably shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I waited a long time for this. Let's do it. Stardust. Check out the Stardust app. Look up the Earth bus. Use the link in the description below. Okay. I'm in vacation brain, but oh my god. Here we go.
You ever got this excited about liquor, Cody?
You know what? I'm going to restart it
because
I want to hear
it.
Speakers
no.
Be in because it works.
I don't think I've ever gotten this excited
about
anything.
No.
I'm
going to turn this puppy up. There we go. And let's do this.
He's really good. Not this video.
No, it's out there, yes.
Him breathing?
I got sick, though.
Look at it!
Both frames?
Look at him, too.
That's cool, though. That's good for him, man. I wish I had that reaction to shit. Feel that joy. I feel that shit. Maybe
ooh. You probably gonna believe that when you get that chicken sound.
Reaction. All right, guys, don't touch me. All
right. If you don't like chicken salad, go somewhere else. Pull the crowd over the title screen. Boom! Oh, nothing has happened yet, Cody. He's still
there's a plan of Star Wars. Shocking.
Oh, so gorgeous.
Bust on Han in that.
Why is her back turned, bro?
Oh,
I love his facial talks.
Right on.
Oh my.
First child being born in some shit.
Yeah, it's his first child being born. I can see that far. I'd be like, oh, it's so beautiful. Relative was dying.
Wow, well. Hey, I'm happy for him, man.
That is some loser ass shit.
I tell you. Yeah, he's happy, man. I ain't gonna hate on that, but goddamn. Jesus.
Man, if I gotta tell you, if I was coming from another planet and I saw that video, I'd be like, let's enslave these motherfuckers. They look really easy to take over. Like, let's just go ahead and get them right away. You know, they look really easy and gullible to have. I gotta tell you, man, I am so glad I'm not bitch made.
Oh, man. Just seeing that, I just can't wait to see your Flashpoint doppelganger. React to that new Wonder Woman trailer whenever that fuck that comes out. Jesus. I can't wait to watch that shit.
It's gonna be entertaining to say the least. Probably not as entertaining. That's just sad.
Yeah, that's just sad.
Yeah,
I'm trying to hate a man too much.
I am. That's some loser ass shit right there.
Yeah.
People, you went to Dominguez High, that shit, you get beat up.
Yeah.
And that'd be one of those things, be like, I'll allow it, mate. Allow it. It'll teach you something. You need to hide that shit. Okay.
Losing the shit over
this desert.
How many times have we seen the desert in the fucking Star Wars movie?
He cried over the desert. He said it was
beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's a fucking desert.
You've seen a desert.
How many times have we seen a desert?
Fucking.
You don't have to put no work in cinematography for a fucking desert. No. Like zero work.
Breaking Bad had that every fucking episode, whatever, because they literally shot in like LA and New Mexico and shit like that, whatever, you know. They shot in like towards San Diego and all that shit, so some part. So, yeah, don't.
Yeah.
It's nothing but fucking desert. I mean, let nature do its thing, whatever and shit. You can get beautiful sunsets here in LA or whatever and shit, and you don't have to put any work into it. So, please stop crying over the desert. That's some loser shit right there. I don't know anybody in the real world that reacts like that.
Well, him, apparently.
I said real world. I didn't say whatever fandom this is, whatever.
He exists. Like, that's
clearly whatever shit. Like, I'm being serious. I don't
CGI creation.
Jesus Christ. I don't know anybody in the real world that reacts that to anything. I don't know not one grown-ass man or woman that I'm friends with, whatever, that does that.
Nah, shit, even Lakers, when we get the chip this season, I ain't gonna be acting like that.
Mm-mm. Which we will get the championship.
Yes, goddamn right.
You know. I gotta tell you, it's been a really good basketball season so far.
Fuck yeah.
It's been really good, though.
Especially after that fuck you of opening game, the Clippers beating us, fuck them.
Yeah.
It's a fluke. It's all good. Yeah, we got three more games.
Yeah, yeah, we about to play them again anyway.
We respond with 7 straight fucking wins. Top of the Western Conference, best team in the NBA right now.
Go ahead and beat
them.
Duh. Go ahead.
Fucking Dwight Howard killing it, man. Who was expecting this shit?
Dwight around his lip. That's an old ass joke. That corny ass joke. Yeah. Not only that, sports in general has been good lately.
Yeah. Shit. My Baltimore Ravens killing Lamar Jackson.
They killed the Patriots.
Goddamn right. Getting that first L.
I was watching that game with someone. Who was I watching? She was a Patriots fan. Mm-hmm. I was just like, my buddy Cody's jumping up right now. Oh, yeah. Crying like this.
I just busting the best net ever.
Look at the field. Look at the quarterback. The corner. The grass field is cut so perfectly. Oh, he's crying over the white paint that he used to put the numbers on the lower line and shit like that. He's like, look at it. Jose put that together so well.
Damn.
The 60. Oh, the 50. Oh, it looks so gorgeous. Oh, look at the ref. His black and white striped shirt.
The hat.
The hat.
Yeah, whistle.
Oh, it's everything. Oh, he takes his hat off. Mm-hmm. Starts holding his chest, whatever and shit. Cody stands for when they do the flag. He's like, He tells everybody in the room, stand the fuck up. Yeah.
Get up.
I'm American. You fucking call Kaepernick. Yeah.
Shit.
My Niners won.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Niners won, whatever. I was like, wow, they won. Not only that, last week we had a fucking good UFC card, too. 244 or whatever shit.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. I saw you talking about that on Twitter. Yeah.
Man, that was some good fights in there. And then Masvidal handed that three-piece and a soda, baby. You know what I'm saying? I was talking to this dude. He's a Nate Diaz fan, man. And if you listen to our previous stuff, whatever, I've talked mad shit about Nate Diaz. I think I played some clips when he was talking about CM Punk, and I was just like, hey, I got a learning course for you. You need to learn how to fucking talk English or whatever and shit, whatever, because you're fucking broken fucking verbiage there. Somebody gave me shit. He's like, he got hit in the face a couple times. I was like, well, somebody hit him in the mouth then. Knock his fucking shit. Yeah, but I will give him that motherfucker's a tough hombre. Hey, fuck, might as well fuck his face up. And he teased that running knee that he did in that one fight, whatever. And he was like, nah. But Masvidal, man, he just... My brother said he knew his cousin, whatever. I'm still trying to get him to come over here so he can knee you, or whatever, or something like that.
I just can't just knee you.
No. I need to record and stuff like that, whatever. No. We need you to.
No, you know what I mean? Some knee-ish going on.
Yeah, ask for that shit. I want to see it in person, you know. Like,
well, you can go feel it in person.
No. I need to see
it. You can see it.
He most likely. Knowing him, because he's fucking crazy, whatever. After he knees you, whatever, and shit, he's going to be like, now that he's out, come on, come get some. I'll be like, wait, what? And then this motherfucker.
So, in other words, I don't need to be around when he's here, though.
He might be dangerous.
Okay, good. So, we'll scout that day.
You can tell that motherfucker is hungry as a motherfucker. You don't want to be a big UFC star?
No, I'm good. Dude. Well, if I'm guaranteed getting me in the face, then fuck no.
It might be worth it. You could be like, worth it. When he gets to become champion, you're going to be like, yo, son.
That's nice.
I'm suing your ass.
Might not be able to talk.
You might not. You might not even say that. You might go limp.
Son.
You might like that. Whatever. You'd be like, oh, baby, how does that feel? I'm giving you the Cody. You might like that. Whatever. So, yeah, he had a damn good fight against Nate Diaz or whatever. Nate Diaz is a tough motherfucker. He can take some hits. Busted his shit open all the way up here into the eye and stuff like that. Blood was pouring down that fucking eye, dude. Masvidal had him in that cage. Rapid fire forearm. I was just like, it's over. It's over. I was just like, because they cut the fight off because the blood and the cut got so bad. Or they just cut the ref, stopped the fight at the third round, whatever and shit. And people was booing that shit. And I was just like, what are you booing here? This is a clear cut win. I was like,
man, dying the fucking ring?
I was, because people were saying, like, I've seen worse. It's like, yeah, but that's back then, whatever. Plus, it was a New York commission. They don't allow that kind of shit, whatever, stuff like that. But I was like, dude, fuck that, whatever. It's like, it's a clear cut winner. Had it not got knocked out, because people were saying, Nate Diaz performed better in the fourth and fifth round. I was like, not in this fight. He's about to get his ass mauled or whatever and shit, because he was getting dominated like a motherfucker. Once them cuts happened, Masvidal threw that fucking forearm in his head. I was like, it's over, son. It's done. I know. There's nothing else to go on here, whatever and shit. Like, I saw that fight, whatever, both eyes, whatever, and I'm speaking as an amateur fighter myself. I'm looking at him just going like, why would I need this to continue? Everybody else saying, oh, they need to see, they should have finished that fight. It's like, there was nothing else to finish here. That second and third round, might as well own that shit. It was over. I was like, there was no way in hell he's going to win it. This dude said that blood. This cut was deep, dude, whatever and shit. It was getting to the eye area, whatever. I've seen worse, too, but I was like, but that's like saying, oh, this movie's worse than this movie, whatever. And it's like, why are we comparing and contrast here? We ain't talking about that, whatever. We're talking about this right here, whatever. Clearly, this motherfucker's performing bad because his eyes all fucked up, whatever and shit. So, therefore, just call the fucking fight over. I know he probably doesn't want it, but it's done. Whatever. Wonder Boy performed, too. He had a badass fight. It was a damn good fight, whatever. I just love his fighting stance, whatever. All lax, hands are down, whatever. But he strikes so fucking fast, man. It hits you, it's over. He fights so strategic, it's beautiful. The Canelo fight was this past weekend, too, as well. That went down. And that was a good one. Just sports has just been good this, I would say this year.
It's been very great.
Except for the World Series finale for me, because neither the Yankees or Dodgers went, so World Series can suck my dick, whatever. But, you know, true, that's fine. True. I mean, I don't know how a person could have two teams and neither one of them
didn't any damage.
Make it to the fucking World Series or whatever. It's like, hold on, how the fuck do you both make it this far and then you don't? Suck my dick, okay, whatever.
Blew it.
Yeah, somebody fucking with me, whatever. You know, I think it was the, I don't want to say his name, or, but you know, I don't point
the
finger.
The G-Man?
Yeah. G-A-W-D.
Yeah,
that dude.
That dude, yeah. Mm. Yep. That motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, this is really good, though.
It's good, right? It's good, you know, sipper.
You know, the thing about this drink right here, though, is it's a conversational drink.
Yes.
Because it's so light and what is alcohol percentage? I don't want to say that before I know.
I wouldn't call it light. 12%.
Damn. Okay. I think I said that last week too, whatever. And that shit said 9% or something like that.
I'm gonna call this light.
I would call it light just because it's forgettable, not in a bad way, whatever. It's just that the conversation is flowing so nicely, whatever stuff, you forget you even sipping anything, only to realize three more of these, whatever, you'd be like,
hey, oh, you'd be dead. Yeah.
What the fuck going on right now, whatever and shit. It's definitely a conversational drink now, people. So yes, having that right now.
Seeing you sit in front of a fireplace, chill evening, sip
it. Because I forgot I was even drinking it. And then I looked at my glass and I'm like, what happened to all my beer? What was going on? 12%, shit.
Oh, yeah. One barrels, baby.
You don't even taste it.
Nope.
So, if you get fucked up easily, people, one bottle should be enough for you. Or two. You know what? Go all out. YOLO. Three.
Yeah, this is definitely like a good after dinner beer.
I would say even during with some red meat.
Oh yeah, red meat. Yeah. Oh yeah, totally.
I would say some carne asada meat or something.
Whatever. Okay, I see that.
Yeah, it would go really well with that. Mm. I will stand when I feel like it.
Stand up, get up.
Fucking dare you.
Get the fuck up.
I notice after 40 minutes of sitting down, whatever, that's when usually when it tells you, hey, your ass cheeks now. You know, they're blistering. Come on. Come on, get up in there, boy. Come on.
Spread them.
Come on, spread those ass cheeks, whatever. Let me see. I think instead of the word forgettable, because that just sounds bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is far forgettable. This is actually a really good beer.
Well, I mean forgettable in the midst of conversation, whatever. If I was by myself, definitely not, whatever. I think instead of forgettable, I would say, oh, damn, I lost the word now. God damn it. Massage my brain, Cody.
I don't know what word you're looking for.
He's massaging it.
I think the analogy you're looking for, it pairs well with conversation.
He's massaging it right now for me. Yes, you have very smooth fingers, Cody. But no, that didn't help though. It didn't help you, whatever.
I did not touch his head.
I think he calls that finger the Cody.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What?
Just ask his victims. And all you have to do is go down Figueroa Street. You'll find his victim. Did you keep the receipts at least?
Boy. Keep the receipt. The receipts nowadays, huh?
You need to. That's tax write-offs.
Suppose you're not wrong about that.
Yeah. Hey, man, shit. Tax write-offs to me, whatever, shit. You work hard, you need that pleasurable moment, whatever. Most jobs tell you, whatever. You'd be like, take the time off, relax, work out, whatever. And he's like, do what you do to relax. It's like, okay, drink and fuck hookers. And, all right, and cocaine.
Yeah. Relax the time.
I'm sorry, I meant cigars.
Cigars, sir.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Oh, did you get that on your glasses, sir?
Nah, it's fine. Got a little bit.
No, it's never fine if it's on your glasses.
Yeah,
oh,
bit.
That's part of the Cody. Yeah. No.
True.
Party in the glasses. Yeah, they look like Stan Lee glasses.
Stan Lee glasses.
Damn, shit, what the fuck going on there? You put those on, you become Stan Lee?
Start hey, Jerry Leavers.
Hey, JB, hey. So you know what I had real quick, whatever and shit? I hooked up with the Fantastic Four earlier today. Like, what the fuck, Cody? You did? What kind of shrooms you taking right now? I want some.
Since you're on your final sip, it's time to open up the other one. That barrel age birthday bomb.
That one's gonna be better.
Think so?
I'm putting in a gamble right now.
Probably will be.
I'm going.
Has more going on.
No. Don't agree with me.
Right?
I'm going to go. Give me my percentage first. 95% better.
95. Okay.
Now you can make your comment code.
I'm saying you're probably right because it has a lot more going on in it. I just wish they would have told you with barrels. I'm just going to assume it's fucking bourbon barrels. You later don't mention the fucking barrels. That kind of sucks.
That shit makes water look good.
I just like,
don't it?
Yeah, it does.
Look like cognac. Right?
Yeah, it kind of does. Yeah.
I wonder what it tastes like. Damn. You know what? If I wouldn't have put that much water into it,
tastes like some like rum or like cognac or like
I actually rum. Think like you know how you put a drop of water in like most bourbons and stuff like that because the percentage is too high sometimes. Mm-hmm. I actually think if you would have put a drop of water in this, it would have probably changed it or something because it does taste a little different, whatever. But the water is so high on it right now that yeah. Got my Catholic school cup right here.
Yeah, Shady, did you go to Catholic school?
Yeah, I went to go speak to my old high school people, and another, I didn't go to a Catholic school, I went to another school too. They were talking about, they were doing like, you know, people of like, oh, their careers and stuff like that, or whatever, and shit like that, and I was like, why the fuck I get invited to that? Mm-hmm. I just talk bullshit about alcohol.
Oh, you can smell them peppers, oh my God. Holy shit.
Oh, sorry, that's me, I was sweating. Yeah, that's my new cologne, Cannabis Blend.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Might have had a pound before you got here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, pour me that goodness right there, baby. Yeah? Oh, yeah.
What the hell is it turning into?
Yeah, porn show. Yeah, this is turned on. Yeah. I know there's people saying that shit. Yeah.
Oh.
Cody, you not part of that?
Man, that smells like straight pepper.
I told you.
My God.
I told you.
That's all pepper.
I know you brought these, but I told you.
Oh, shit.
That's why I say this for last. I knew this would be better.
Oh, this might be on par with that De Los Mangos, man. With the pepper action.
Nah, man. That ain't
for chili.
That ain't beating it for me.
You don't know. You haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, it ain't going to beat
it. It's a stout, too.
Nah, I bought fucking three of those. It ain't beating it for me. I mean, that ain't going to beat me. That's number one. Okay? You're not about to change that before December. Okay? You're not changing that.
Tried this shit.
You're not changing that. No.
Or at the very least, it might be on that the drop of fame at the end of the year.
Yeah, you ain't changing that, though. You trying to.
I'm trying to do it. I'm trying to pose possibilities, my friend. That's
I
all
see
I'm
you. You're slick.
I'm not trying to influence in any way, shape,
Are you
form.
Under the influence?
No.
I am. DWI. Driving wild. I don't know what that word means. I would say DWD. Driving while dropped. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I just put last drop
I
in
like
there.
It,
right? Yeah. DWLD. Driving while last dropped. Yeah, I'll work on that. That's actually, we'll come around.
Work on that,
yeah. You like that name. What are you talking about? You love it. It's on your sleeve now. Just magically appeared. You get that pepper, definitely.
That's all I get.
Yeah, I'm not getting any other notes or whatever.
It's just overpowering.
But it's not like, the pepper is overpowering the other
it
notes.
It was. Now I could barely smell the pepper early. I really can't smell shit.
Yeah, like it's not
weird.
So I don't understand
my nose or what.
Yeah, I don't understand why I can't really pick up the other notes because the pepper's right now is not overbearing it. So
yeah, you ain't getting any of the cacao, the vanilla bean, the coffee, the caramel sauce, or the toffee.
The vanilla bean is it's light.
I'm seeing the pepper.
It's like drops.
Maybe a little bit of the caramel sauce.
Everything else is just tiny, maybe, for so. You put your nose in the glass, yeah, the caramel's. Yeah, it's there. All right, you know what? Enough of this chick chatter.
Cheers.
We're not here to talk. Oh, are we?
We talked like last
time. Okay. That's good.
Interesting.
Does not beat the deal.
No, it doesn't.
See? All right, that's my baby.
It's cool. Yeah, it's nice though. Everything's balanced.
You know what?
Nothing's overpowering. They're kind of just like all melding together. It's real harmonious. I like that.
I like this. Yeah. I think I like the first one more now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First one had bolder flavors.
Mm-hmm. This one doesn't stick out as much.
No, because everything's like, I think everything's too balanced.
Yeah. Because I was expecting the pepper to stick out on the taste.
That's
like
kind of what I wanted.
That's kind of what I wanted too. Yeah. Like the Dia de los Muertos mangoes or whatever, that it stuck out. The pepper stayed with you or whatever. Is anything lingering with you in the second sip there?
It just tastes like a, really, almost like there's a basic imperial
style. It tastes like a basic imperial style though,
yeah,
really.
Honestly,
like, yeah.
And even the barrel character is not prominent. Maybe a little bit.
$17, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's worth it.
Yeah.
I would,
because of the barrels, that's why.
Yeah, I would probably, this would be a bar. I would buy the bar, but I wouldn't buy the bottle, not for $17. I'm trying to drink. I think that's like how we're kind
of. Yeah, okay, now I'm getting more of the barrel.
It's fine. No, it's the. I know people when we like don't like praise something
or
whatever, people probably think we like.
Now, now I'm getting more barrel. And that's good. But I'm not getting anything else. I'm just getting the barrel.
Oh, yeah, the third sip, you get the barrel, definitely.
Yeah, I really get any of the chili pepper.
But the barrel is not. I don't think it's better than that first one, to be honest.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's not even. It's not potent. It's not punching me in the face or whatever and stuff. It's just. It's funny because, as I said, this one is a sit-down sipper. The first one, the prayer we had, what was that, the artesian ales?
See, yeah, it's weird because I keep going back and forth between the barrel and the pepper. And the pepper is like real subtle.
I'm not getting any of the pepper.
This is super subtle for me.
I'm not even tasting
it. But it's more, it's not like spice, it's like the actual vegetable.
Everything I said about the first one we had, I think I apply that to this one. I actually probably take back the comments on that one now, on comparison to these two. Mm-hmm. I would keep them if they were solo, but on comparison to these two, this one is more of just a porch sitter. But honestly, it's just, you would think with all those ingredients.
Yeah, it's kind of unassuming.
With all those ingredients, you would think more.
Yeah, it should be better than this.
Like you said, though, it just tastes like a regular Imperial Stout. Yeah. I mean, you could have got a regular Imperial Stout without all the spices and stuff like that. It would have tasted the same, like whatever. Yeah. So, this one is good. Disappointing.
It's a disappointment.
I want that spice. I really do.
Yeah.
It's in the back tongue, whatever, but it's so mild. It's,
I don't get any spice. Like, I taste it, but I don't get any spice.
Yeah, it's not. See, the Dio, that one, like, kicks you.
I like that one.
I like the kick, whatever. And it's like, ooh, yeah. The thing about that Dio is that's a memorable moment right there. It's like, oh, I'm going to remember this taste forever, like here. This one, I could have an Imperial Stout today, and I would forget about this one right here. I'd be like, oh, I don't even remember the name of that one, whatever. This one is like a 12-pack can in your refrigerator. It's there when you just want to have a drink, whatever.
So we should even have more like that dark chocolate character from the rum barrel.
Yeah, see,
it's
I think
it's not even that thick either.
Same brewing company too, so I would assume that like they should have took what was on that and just added the spice on top of it, and that way you could see more potent or whatever.
Yeah, I wonder. It might be the base beer. They're probably different base beers.
Hmm. What years are those? Whatever. I don't know. Different years. Probably don't want to say on the bottles, huh?
This bottle said it. This was bottle this year, July 24th.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was May 30th this year.
Hmm.
So I wonder how long they aged in the barrels for.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Usually between 6 months to a year, so I wonder. How long?
Yeah, see, for whiskey, it'd have to be like over like 3+ years or whatever and stuff. So I'm assuming for the beer, it's a little bit lighter since the percentage is lighter. So about 6 months to a year sounds about right. I would probably go on this one.
That's probably around 6 months, right?
That first one, I would give about 9 months. I think that one was big. But this one, I think it's hitting the minimum. Honestly, the barrel is kind of light on this one. But then again, it could just be a mediocre barrel.
Man, it's weird. Every other sip, I get the chili. But then the other sips, I don't get it. It's weird. But it's like I said, it's subtle, but it's nice though. I like it. I want more of that.
I want you to take a sip, hold it in the back of your throat or whatever. Just hold it for a little bit, like 2 seconds, 3 seconds, whatever, and then swallow it or whatever. Did you feel a little bit of that spice there? No? Something had hit right there, but it was nothing too strong. It was like brief and admirable. I was like, Maybe instead of a worst of list, we could have a disappointing list. Because this is not bad.
Not bad.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good. Like I said, it's just disappointing because what our expectations of what was written on the bottle.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
just any regular Imperial Stout.
That's why I saved it for last. But yeah, like, and we've had three other Imperial Stouts on this show, right?
Shit, probably more.
Yeah, and honestly, I wouldn't be able to. I mean, this would be the low on the list of them, but I was like, this doesn't even stick out over those or whatever. And those are just basic Imperial Stouts or whatever and shit. So, it's questionable. It's weird. I don't understand it either. It's kind of baffling, to be honest, because you read off a lot of fucking ingredients on that bottle there. And
I'm not getting really any of those. Like, maybe hints. Barely hints. That's about it.
I got more flavor with the first one. Man.
Yeah.
And it's fucked up, because it sounds like I was downgraded about it. I actually like that bottle, whatever and stuff, but this one is more of like, whatever. This one's more forgettable.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one, I was saying forgettable and more in the sense that, like, I don't want to say this
because you don't realize you're drinking it. Why?
There you go. Yeah, yeah. You don't even realize you're drinking it when you're in the midst of doing something. Like, if I was playing a game, talking to you. Like,
oh, shit, it's already gone.
Yeah, exactly. Because by the time I look at my glass, like, holy shit, have I been drinking this, whatever? I guess it never left my hands right. Or whatever. So forgettable sounds terrible. I know people say, oh, you hate Noir.
Noir really is drinkable.
Yes. So, like, if I was drinking that one, and what was it called again?
Pirate Noir.
Pirate Noir. You ain't as Noir as we are, bitch. Yeah. We're Noir. Right. Yeah. Anyway. we should have a Noir. Oh my
damn.
God. Yeah, especially for the Godfather setting, whatever and stuff. Oh,
shit.
Oh.
Well, I think we just found a new poster idea. Yeah, right,
dude. You about to come to that. Actually, I still like your background. No, the color around it is beautiful. Yeah,
that's going to be classic.
Yeah, yeah, I got to keep that one. And plus, it fits over that shelf over there pretty well, so I can put it over that one. Yeah, so, Yeah, not forgettable. It's just more, you forget that you even sipping on it, whatever and stuff. It just flows into the brain cells and fits perfectly, whatever the mood. You're playing video games, watching a movie, sitting TV show, chit chatting with some people, whatever and stuff. You sipping.
No, you're just drinking any of the old thing too. You're just drinking. Oh man, yeah, this is good.
Yeah. And especially because it's not like you're at a theater and you're watching like you know a movie and you're drinking an icy or a soda and you're just sucking that thing and it's evaporating. You're like, damn, I'm almost low, whatever and stuff. You forget this thing is even low. That's whatever. So I'm complimenting, but this one it's just like, eh.
It's
alright. Yeah, it's alright. A-I-I-G-H-T? Yeah. Alright. Yeah.
Alright. Promise.
Yeah. Alright. Yeah, alright. Not terrible.
Like I said, I would like this much better if I didn't even know all that shit was supposed to be in there.
Look, out of all the bottles we've had on here, if you was to give me 10 beers right now lined up, it'd be last on the list. Yeah, alright, you know.
Shit, might not make the 10.
Yeah, because we've already had over 10, yeah. So, right, so, yeah. It's alright, you know. The one, the drink that makes the last drop is better than this one.
Oh, or a spoon? Yeah. That's classic.
Yeah, tastes better than this one. It's a shame because I like the label on this. It's colorful.
Yeah, it's colorful. Unique, whatever. Yeah.
The ingredients on it pop. That price point, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, for this?
Yeah. That's, and people, this bottle, what is this? We're looking at about a 500?
This is a...
What is it, 500 milliliter?
Something like that.
Yeah. Plus
12-ounce bottle.
12-ounce bottle, too? Yeah. Yeah, that's way oversteep. We're talking about almost $20 with tax, at most $20, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cody got this at Hilo, famous beer place, or spirit cellar as well, too, in Culver City. Mm-hmm. Opening up in Long Beach soon as well, too. They've been talking about that for a year now. I don't think that motherfucker ever opened it. But yeah, good beer spot, tiny little place, whatever. Tinier places are always the better ones, unless they overcharge you.
Right.
I'm not saying they overcharge for this one, because I'm pretty sure that price is synonymous around a lot of the beer places.
Yeah, that's the usual price for these beers. Yeah.
So, yeah. What would you pay for this? I'm thinking like $7.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta take that $10 off, or whatever.
Yeah, I get why they charge it because apparently the ingredients, hard to make this beer. You get the aged barrels. Barrels take up space.
Oh yeah, because the barrel aged beer always costs for that price or whatever and shit like that.
I don't know why. It's just that it tastes like it should be fucking $17.
But usually the barrel aged beer is coming bigger bottles too.
Yeah. Usually, not always, but usually, yeah. You're absolutely right about that. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right about that because, it's even what's it called Bourbon County. Like, mm-hmm. I buy those every fucking this fucking beer. That's 12 ounces.
Yeah. I got a...
it's like, what, $13?
About $13. Yeah. Bourbon County runs about like, what, $11.99, $12.99, or whatever. That's
fucking bourbon barrel-aged beer. I love that shit.
It is one of the best, whatever. Yeah. You know what? This one, I'm kind of limiting the way... And I wouldn't say limiting the way I drink now, whatever and stuff. I like to drink more for this show, whatever and stuff. But I also like to not waste my time.
Same here.
Like with Slaughterhouse, that was a waste of my fucking time.
Yes.
Like a complete waste of I'm pretty sure our livers are like on a time limit.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste on my liver on that bullshit right there, whatever.
Or even mediocre or disappointing shit.
Like I wouldn't want to waste my, like I would sip this.
Yeah, if it was a sipper.
I'd just be like, that's why at bars you can do tastings or whatever, stuff like that. You'd be like, let me get a little sample cup of that, whatever, and shit. And be like, yeah, this ain't, no. I wouldn't do this, whatever. Exactly. So, but to spend $17 on this too, man, what a waste.
Yeah, it is. Right.
Like, you know what? Like $17, whatever. If we were rating this, whatever, it'd be a fuck it. And that's terrible because it's not bad.
Yeah. Based on what was promised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fuck it, damn near. Whatever. Yeah. So like, fuck this beer right here. Now, granted, like I said, if I had a 12-pack in the refrigerator, it'd stay in the refrigerator. I'd pop that bad boy open, like, every once a week or something like that and be like, oh, I don't have any other beer in here. Let me go ahead and open this real quick, whatever. Yeah, I'll just open this real quick. It's here. Give it to guests or whatever who comes over. Whatever, you know. Wouldn't even fear about losing it. Be like, yeah, you go ahead and open that, whatever. But one bottle, $17, man, that's... you asking for too much. That's like charging me at a movie theater $20 at Arclight to see a short film. Yeah.
Basically.
Be like, wait a minute, that's it?
Yeah.
That was only 2 minutes. Oh, no Q&A neither? Oh. Oh, I got a perfect example. That's like charging you to pay to watch a trailer.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's basically $17 for a decent Imperial Stout. It's a basic Imperial Stout with no frills.
Which it tells you it's supposed to be frills. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Yeah. That's the reason why you buy it. It's because it's like, oh, look at all those frills. Whatever.
Yeah,
I like Imperial Stouts. Oh, this can't go wrong. Then I like all these flares.
Okay, this is going to be different, right?
Okay, cool. What?
Hey, it's going to show me something new.
It didn't show me nothing
new. No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. That's fine, though.
Yeah, well, let me learn, man.
I went to...
roll the dice for these beer purchases.
That's the thing about drinking. You roll the dice.
Roll the dice.
General, whatever shit. Yeah, Slaughterhouse.
Ain't going to all be winners. Well,
45
bucks. Yeah, we had to buy some Halloween-themed shit. You're like, fuck it, Slaughterhouse.
Next week, we're doing Thanksgiving for Mix and Match. Right? Oh, we'll do Thanksgiving. Mm. So,
I think I got some of mine.
I already got mine or whatever.
Yeah.
I was going to do it today or whatever. I was like, let's just knock it out, right? But I was like, nah, let's keep it there or whatever. So, next week, I'm going to, I guess, go ahead and spoil mine. Go ahead and bring the... Actually, no, I'm going to keep the...
Keep
it secret. Keep it mystery or whatever. So, we're going to do Mix and Match Thanksgiving theme dish or whatever. Even though, you know, give a fuck about Thanksgiving. I can give a fuck about any holiday as long as I get a day off. And eat.
I love New Year's.
Yeah.
That's my holiday.
That's my holiday now. Shit. That's a holiday now. Cheers to that. That's it. Remember the first New Year's we had together?
Mm-hmm.
It was hot as fuck. And that dude was buying us fucking... was it Jack and Coke? Jack and fucking Coke, left and right. Whatever. I was like, what the fuck wrong with you?
Damn, you need some drink already. Yeah.
I had like two glasses. Yeah. I had three. I was just like,
hey, man, you want another? Motherfucker, I got three.
I got three. What the fuck wrong with you? Whatever shit. I appreciate it,
but fuck.
I know my diabetes count went up that night. Okay. All that goddamn sugar.
I was back then. We really didn't give a fuck. No.
We was drinking. I was 2012, going to 2012. We was drinking whatever the fuck came our way, whatever shit. I mean, from Jaeger bombs to rum, to Long Island teas, to peach palmers.
Oh,
I mean,
shit.
Man, we was just fucking whatever it may be. Battery acid vodka
didn't matter.
Just was like,
drink that shit anyway. It's fucking disgusting. Went down it though.
That'd be the only reason why I'd want a time machine. I'd like to go back and just watch that older.
I'd love to watch it.
Maybe just be like, what are you doing, Jordan?
Shake my head. It's like, God damn.
What are you doing, JB? You just shaved off 3 years drinking that bullshit right there. Like, oh my God, dude. Because you know what it was? It was just like, we were just all into the party. That's what it was.
That's all it was.
Wasn't even thinking about the drinking at the moment. Now, all of a sudden, we snobs.
Hey, what's that? Will you point me right there? Wait, no. What's behind there? No, I'm good.
You remember the Halloween thing at 2017? We was like, she's like, I ain't drinking that.
We got what?
Nah, I'm good. This is probably the first time I was peaked with both of us that we raided somebody else's kitchen cabinets and shit.
We literally raided.
Like, what the fuck? How
much I got? They were cool about it too. I was like.
It was so bad. I never do this in nobody's house, but I was like, fuck like, that, dude.
Shit, they're trying to service though.
Past Blue Ribbon and shit. Like, I was like,
oh.
And mind you, I ain't had a drink all night.
Oh, yeah, you're a character.
Yeah, so this is the first time. This is the first time I got a character, and like, I think we had vodka?
Was it? I think maybe.
We had something. I don't know. But I remember me and Cody was just so fucking happy. We was like, we found spirits.
Oh, yeah. Because
Cody found the bottle or whatever. He was like, oh, JB. I was like, yes. Because the rest was like Coors and Path Blue Rim. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh. And then they made a store run and brought more. It was like, why the fuck y'all didn't tell us y'all was making a store run? We went with you. that was like the first of our snobbish, like to on point, yeah, whatever. Right, yeah, yeah. And I told Cody, I remember, hide that bottle.
You just said
that will be our bottle. Like, I am not drinking the rest of this bullshit here. Okay, I can tell you that right now. So now it's even worse. I mean, that was 27. Imagine 29. Oh, yeah. It's way worse. That happened last night to me.
Oh, shit.
We went to the spot we always go to, you know, my buddy, whatever. And I had an Old Forester. Look, the drinks there, it's kind of like this drink, right? The whiskey that's there, it's like so fucking generic. You can get this shit at BevMo. It's like your typical fucking McAllen's, your regular $20 Old Foresters, your whatever it may be. I feel no excitement to drink whenever I go here. That's the thing about drinking. When you go to bars, especially new bars, you get excited. Look at that menu, whatever. Like, oh, when we went, we need to do a fucking bar review, like ASAP. Or whatever.
We'll get to it.
We haven't done one in 2 months, or whatever shit. Yeah, we're going to one in Garden Grove, though, people, for the last, next of this month or whatever. And you go to the bar. The last bar we went to was the rooftop on the lagoon. We're looking at that menu, like, look at this right here. Mm-hmm. They got the thing with the fans for and shit. You go to this bar, you're not fucking, you're just like,
yeah.
Whatever, I'm just like, I'm drinking this. I'm like, I'm just gonna dance, fuck it, damn, whatever. So the bar back girl that works there, she was like, I had one drink, Old Forester. It's fine, it's okay, I don't mind it, but it's just like, you've had it before, yeah. It's like you had it again. If I ever brought that in the show, why would I do that, first of all? Nothing's exciting about it. She said, you want another drink? She came to me, I'm gonna dance, I'm getting down, whatever. So, you want another drink? I said, no, you can just bring me some water. She's like, you're no fun. You never like to drink here. And she's like, why is that? And I was just like,
oh, I really. Right, there we go.
Why do I got to keep telling? Your whiskey menu sucks ass through a straw. It's shit. And then you know what she told me? I love this girl too. This is not a really a bar you come to drink at. And I said, case why I'm not drinking shit. I said, does that not make sense, whatever, why I'm not drinking shit? Point. I mean, like the beer there, it's not even that. There's no beer there neither. It's just your typical, you know, regular beers, whatever. And then they have their one, like, Santa Monica. It's from Santa Monica. It's just a Santa Monica regular IPA that's there, whatever. I've had that already so many times. We go there, so it's like, whatever. It's worse than this one. I mean, not worse, but it's like, I'd rather drink that one than this one.
Damn.
Yeah, it's not that, it's not great or whatever. Yeah, I wouldn't even give.
You already know those kegs are old as fuck too.
Oh yeah, like dude, you're a beer geek. You
never change those kegs.
You're a beer geek. Why? Like, if I gave you that, I'd feel embarrassed. I'd be like,
spots like that. I know the spots, the kind of spots you're talking about.
Yeah,
I can't. I don't fuck with the beer. Like those type of spots, I always get like I just take a whiskey, honestly.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, generic whiskey, but I'd rather drink that than the shitty beer.
Yeah, because you know, there's something about, if you've been drinking as long as we have, or you just know when you walk into a bar, you catch the tap and the bottles on point.
You know it's kind of spot, and you're like, okay, yeah, it's going
to
be
And I know when we go there, this spot or whatever, I know for a fact, like, what I'm getting myself. That's why I had that one drink, and I'm just like, whatever. Because, honestly, it's that point where it's like, everything on that shelf might as well be the same thing. Like, well, I don't want any of that shit, whatever. So no. So anyway, per se, we're gonna get out of here now. We've been going for an hour, 27 now.
Good time.
Good timing right there. 30 minutes of bullshitting, and then the rest is just alcohol talk. A lot of stuff right there.
Yes.
Motherfucker texting me like a motherfucker right now. Whatever. Fuck off.
Be gone.
Yeah. Be gone. Go away. Whatever. Like I said, next week's Thanksgiving mix and match right there.
It's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, it's
going to be
a fun show. So, yeah, tune in or whatever. We're going to talk about what we're thankful for. Mainly the alcohol bottles we're thankful for.
Right.
That's what I mean by that. Because at first I was doing...
Because what else would we be thankful for?
Not a goddamn thing. Yeah, not a thing. The other Lakers. Thankful for them. Yeah. What do I need to be thankful for? Whatever. Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, that's it.
I'm thankful for my beads.
Beads,
You have nice shoes on.
Huh?
I mean, honestly, if we're going to do that, then you should be just thankful for yourself then, because you bought those. So
true.
So yeah,
you know, the last pair of J's I've ever bought. I was like 10 years old.
You know, when I was moving, I was showing you all the J's I bought. It was just like, it's so regular, or whatever shit that I buy J's, whatever. It's because, I mean, I don't even know what the it shoe store is these days, whatever.
It's like. Millennium, is that still a thing? Millennium shoes?
I think so, yeah.
That's still.
I used to go to this one shoe store called The Attic in Buena Park across the street from Nascar. They used to have like a, like good kicks there and shit like that, but that was back in my shoe days or whatever and stuff. Now it's just like whatever comes my cross.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever is nice, I pretty much.
Yeah, I'm only goes to alcohol these days, whatever. So.
Yeah, alcohol and good food.
But this bar we're going to go to for bar review week this week is definitely. I'm going to bring my laptop too because I want to do more.
I just want to do it at the bar.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to do it there. Like they have food there too, so we might get some tacos or whatever. Right. So, yeah.
Sounds good to me.
So, we're going to do that. It's Garden Grove. I wish we would have did that when we went to the rooftop place, but I was like, fuck, we got to get this rooftop place because we was talking about that for a while. So, yeah.
Yeah,
so mix and match week's coming, and we're going to go to Garden Grove after that. So, stay tuned. Apple Podcasts is killing it, by the way. Just want to throw that out there.
Good.
As always. It's just not even a competition with the other platforms.
Yeah. Apple is the highest user base. You know,
is it really? You know, I thought Google Play would have competed with it when we got on Google Play.
Nah.
Does people just not use it or what? You an Android user. What's up with it?
No, I don't fuck with Google Play. Mm. Or Google Podcasts.
You just go straight to Spotify. Then, Yeah, you go to Spotify then whatever. So nobody really fucks with
Spotify. Google. I use Pocket Casts on Android. Mm-hmm. That's what I use.
Pocket Casts is high. Yeah, I'm shocked because you know, it's like up there with Spotify. And so I was just like, do people just use other platforms?
Yeah. Sorry, those are two I use on Android. Yeah.
Damn, that's
I don't use Google
that's
Podcasts.
Weird. So. I mean, we don't care what you fucking listen to.
Yeah, give us the hits, baby.
As long as you fucking listen, we don't care, whatever.
Clicks.
I love that it's in cities that we never even fucking heard of. Every now and then I send Cody a snapshot of like where we're at.
Except one fucking city.
We trying to look up places where we're like, I don't know what the fuck this is at, whatever and stuff. What's winning this week is San Jose.
Okay.
You ever been to San Jose?
I know some people from San Jose.
I do too. I've only been there once.
Never been.
Yeah, one go. Yeah.
like that.
It's
shitty.
It's whatever. It's like this beer. Yeah. So people, go wherever platform you choose to listen to. Either way, we get a hit on that, whatever. We're coming up towards the end of the year. December's rolling up soon.
That's right.
So
year's almost finito.
Gotta start putting our lists together, our top five best whiskey and beer of the year that we've done on this show. Mm-hmm. Not of the fucking year that came out, of the year of this show.
Calm your ass
down. That we've had. So like if you go like, oh, you're number one.
Hey, wait a minute. That came out 2015. Yeah, we got that.
Yeah, we understand this, yes. So wait a minute. Hold on. How would you put that over the GTS 2019? We didn't drink that on this show. Please shut the fuck up, please. Whatever. So yeah, when we do our top five whiskey and beer of the year, whatever, that includes mix and match, whiskey weeks, beer week, whatever it may be, top five. We're gonna go on that. 10 might be a little too much this year because we didn't start at the beginning.
Five is good.
Whatever.
Yeah. Actually, we do five every year.
I think we should.
Five is perfect.
I ain't trying to do 10.
Yeah.
We did that with movies.
That's
hard. Super hard. But that last five, anyway, is like you could turn these around. Mm-hmm. I remember the last time we did the top 10, whatever. It was like you can turn these around whatever way you want to, really. These tab three, though, that's where it really counts, whatever. Mm-hmm. But for the beer and whiskey, yeah. I think I got my beer list more than I do my whiskey week. I mean, my whiskey.
Hey, I gotta listen back. I remember shit, dude. To be honest with you.
I gotta look at some of the bottles, too, so yeah.
This one that comes to mind. Obviously, one is De Los Mangos.
That's my baby.
That's my baby.
Fucking list. That's my baby, right?
That's automatic top five, duh.
The Imperial Stout that makes the last drop. Come on.
That's OG. Old Rasputin.
That's in the top five.
That's deserving.
Yeah, that's top five right there because it makes our drink. Mm-hmm. So, you know. Got a lot of choices to choose from. The first noise you've heard all show.
I know. Impressive.
Where is that? Oh, I guess Compton does have a report. I forgot. So they're probably landing over there. Or it's a suicide bomber. You never know. So people, with that said, like always, we're wrapping this show up. We'll be back Mix and Match Week, Thanksgiving edition, where I'm going to pull out something that I got specifically for this show. Haven't tasted it yet.
Oh, interesting.
I will say this. A famous actor is commercialing for this brand of whiskey.
Interesting.
So, and both me and Cody love this actor.
I think, okay.
Yeah.
I know what it is.
This motherfucker talks. He's just, he's incredible.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, yeah. It fits though, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Oh, it fits.
Yeah, it fits definitely. Yep. Whatever. Okay, so, yeah. So, yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to have Thanksgiving. Shoot. I wonder if we can get them chicken sandwiches by then, too.
That'd be dope.
Yeah. You know, we can't get them cold, though. Somebody told me they had them cold. They said it does not taste good.
Fuck, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, because my mom's friend, she said she ate it cold. She said it's not that good.
She, you know, we might have to hunt. It would probably be a Sunday when we do this, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's head out early.
Oh, and then just wait in the line? Yeah, we can do that. Yeah. I guess we would have to, whatever.
Yeah. Just get docked out, get out the way. We're not going to stop talking about it until we get
Yeah, that's true. And plus, I want to do it on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, oh, we got to do it next week then, because if we're doing Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. Turkey Week, we gotta have a piece of bird with us then, or whatever and stuff. So,
yeah, let's do it.
Okay, then yeah, we're gonna go to a Popeye's people next week. We're gonna get this.
We're gonna get this fucking chicken sandwich.
Yeah, we gotta fucking do this now, whatever and shit. We'll get two for each, whatever and shit. We'll get the spicy and the original, spicy, whatever. Right, yeah. We can do like a comparison, or whatever and shit. Let's do this. We gotta get this fucking chicken now. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, people, thanks for listening. Last drop. Mm-hmm. Numbers are staying steady like always. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keep bringing them random ass cities that me and Cody never heard of.
I like it.
Yeah,
I love it.
We'll never visit them, but.
You and I.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I appreciate the love.
Maybe when Christian invites him to Schmodown, whatever.
Yeah, that, we got the new network now.
Yeah. I know he's looking for talent, actual talent.
Yes.
Yeah, not motherfuckers that he have on there. Some people.
My fucking friends and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, come on.
I mean, something like the Schmodown lineup. Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I was doing that too. I was like, come on, brother.
Hey, what?
Come on, dude. And I know that, if I'm not mistaken, that new studio is whatever. Oh, didn't get any mook. I'm going to say, I wouldn't put his air, but he lived, Mr. Harloff wasn't that far from you, sir, or whatever and shit, back in the old place, but I don't know about the new place. So, therefore, we're not that far. Let's do this.
We'll drive.
We'll do it.
We'll drive.
Yeah,
we'll over there. I'll pay it.
Oh, I'm ready to win.
I'll pay for that shit.
Yeah, I'm ready to win. Go to the studio, win this game real quick, you know, bring our bottles or whatever and shit. We'll bring this or whatever.
Hit us up, Harloff.
Yeah, we'll bring the last drop.
You'll find us.
Yeah, we'll bring the old Rasputin and the coffee drop. We'll be like, yo. We here, baby. Shoot, the real team actually, whatever, but a better name, though.
Exactly.
Yeah. Guy and Dween. Who the fuck? It's not written here. Well, it should be. If it is, because damn. Who fucked that up real quick, whatever. God damn. Anyway, though, people, like always, as we always say here, liberals will never be the same.
Glasses will never be dry.
Last week they were dry, though.
Yes, they were. Yeah. That was some shit last week.
Super dry.
Small bullshit.
That, yeah.
Slaughterhouse could fuck itself.
Suck my dick.